got the call we deserved tonight. I thought we played a really good game and hit a lot of posts and had some opportunities. And so it was nice to get that win in overtime.
100%.
Chad, the only goal they scored, I mean, you guys have played very tight.
It might have been their first scoring, real good scoring chance.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was, again, better.
Yeah, it was, you know, a guy got a shot through, guy made a tip, and rebound went right to him. And it's how it goes sometimes. It's sort of how kind of the goals go in every now and then. And, I thought we just stuck with it. We could have, you know, really felt bad for ourselves since we played such a good period up to that point, but we didn't. We just stuck with it and battled right to the very end and got what we deserved.
Could have been easy for the scorers to get frustrated too. I mean, next to their post, there was a big save.
Yeah, there was. Yeah, we had a lot of chances there, especially in the second, that one scram. I think we hit three posts, some wide open nets, and you know, you're thinking, oh, it's gonna be one of these nights where, you know, you just don't get the bounces. But again, we didn't worry about that. We just stuck to our game and kept playing the way we wanted to, and you know, got a good goal late there, and then got the overtime.
When Point came in on you fast,
yeah,
you had to make a good save. Plus, he's going to probably run into you too. How do you keep your concentration knowing that it's going to be a bang bang like that?
I mean, I don't know. I know he had some back pressure. I don't even know if I got a save on that. To be honest, I think he tried to go forehand, and I don't know if I got contact with the stick, but they gave me a shot. They're kind of all over the place. I feel like shot guys today, but I didn't make a save on it. He just missed it. But Bo made a good play in backchecking, put pressure on him. So I just tried to stay with him, stay square, and make a good play.
You didn't have Kyle in the lineup. You're missing Kane now. You don't have Jack. This is the second time you played Tampa really well. You played Boston really well twice now. How are you guys stepping up against the good teams here?
I mean, I think it's just that time of the year now where I think everything's coming together. You know, we're finding a little bit of our identity, and you know, it's that last little stretch here. A lot of guys have things to prove. Guys, whether it's contracts or going to be here next year, whatever it is, there's a lot to prove, and we're trying to build an identity all the way to the end here. I think you're seeing that now. Just, you know, again, we have to sort of build off this and feel good about the win and just really keep pushing and trying to get better. So you can't really sit back and just enjoy these big wins. You got to keep going. That's the challenge.
Speaking of feeling good, you have to feel good about this opportunity that you're getting here. You're playing a lot.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think it's only my 17th, 16th start. So, you know, I haven't played a lot of games. I like to play, you know, like any goalie. The more you play, the better you're going to feel, and guys will be more confident. So, but again, I think the team's playing really well in front of me. That's why we're seeing the results. They're not giving up 2-on-1s, 3-on-2s. They're not getting really great A's all the time, or more than maybe one or two a game. And that's where you're going to see the results that I'm getting. And it is nice to get more. So that's, you know, was my goal to start. It just didn't happen. So just try to take advantage of it.
Thank you. 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 Thank you.